And now, here's our In the Trenches segment. For our In the Trenches segment, I'm excited to welcome Jamon Tatum, who works for the Marisol Johnson Agency in Owings Mills, Maryland. Now, I want you guys to know that Jamon is just 18 years old, and he's been a service team member for Marisol for just 1 year. And in his last month, he pivoted and sold 30 policies. Now, these were auto, home, health, and life. And by the way, he sold 8 life policies. So, Jamon, thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome, Mr. Bill. Anytime. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. So, Jamon, first of all, tell us, how'd you do it? How did you pivot and sell 30 policies and especially the 8 life policies?
So, first, I want to just say, as far as the policies go, I would definitely, you know, come into the office every day with a smile on my face and just give the utmost, you know, customer service to my policyholders, because Steve always lets us know that, you know, the best way to get referrals is to be referable. Mm. So, you know, I want to make sure I give them the best customer service that they can even ask for and some. So I'm always asking at the end of the phone call, you know, is there anything else I can assist with today? And, you know, really tapping into their personal life and understanding what they do and make it seem as if, you know, it's not just them calling State Farm to pay a bill, but it's they are my State Farm family, you know. So those are definitely some practices I'm making sure that I'm, you know, going through with every day on the phone, and just making sure that they know that we care on more of a level than just we're your insurance provider and that's it. We're family here at State Farm.
Got it. I love that. So just be more personable. Is there anything else I can help with? And that's, you know, when you're more referable, it's helping you get more referrals. Way to go.
Yes, sir.
How about the life policies? How'd you pivot into the life policies?
So actually, there is one thing Steve said about, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, that really stood out to me. So he asked the insureds, you know, who manages your life insurance, you know, who takes care of that for you. And a lot of people will go ahead and say that they have it through work. So Steve just lets me know it's a great idea to, you know, give the customer the respect of saying, whether you have it through work or another company, that, you know, I love dealing with smart customers that, you know, want to take care of their life and want to leave something for their family members when they do die. And that's also a specific piece that he does focus on, is not just saying whenever you die, because at the end of the day, we all do have a day to go and no one designates that day. So instead of, you know, he always says, don't always have the nice conversation with the insured, and you can be assertive, but you don't have to be aggressive. So when I'm speaking to an insured and they say that they do have it through, you know, their job, I say, okay, well, that's fine. I love dealing with smart customers who have, you know, that policy through their job. However, let me ask you this. If your job had a credit card, let's say you have a $1,000 limit on your credit card and you spend every month, when you leave that job, do you think they're still going to let you use that same credit card? And 10 times out of 10, I can promise you that policyholder is going to say no, because the job is not going to support you that type of way if you're not working there anymore. Now let them know, wow, well, that's the same exact way the life insurance is going to work with that job too. You're not going to be able to tap into any of that money when you leave that job. And as soon as I say that, it's a go. You know, we want to let the insurers know it's my job to analyze their holes and their gaps in their coverages, but it's their job to, you know, fix those holes and those gaps. So once I, you know, once I open their eyes to what they don't have, then we move forward into, okay, well, let's talk about getting you some life insurance today. Or let's talk about getting you additional life insurance. So in the event that you leave that job, I'm going to manage that risk for you and make you feel whole again.
Jamon, that is fantastic. I love it. And as an 18-year-old young man, let me just say, you're doing a great job of learning how to do this well. I know you're.
Thank you, Mr. Bill.
You're going to be a very successful salesperson and very successful risk advisor. So thanks for sharing that. Now, my second question is, are there any particular habits that you've developed that allow you to maintain your level of production?
Yep. So one of the big habits that I do have is just making sure that no matter who I'm talking to, no matter what we're talking about, or if an insured is upset about a bill, that I always work the life insurance into there every time. Because Steve always does say that you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. So even if they are fussing with me for 30 minutes about a bill, you know, an increase is something that we can't control at the agent's office, I'm still going to offer them that life insurance, because at the end of the day, regardless if they're upset about that auto we want them to be protected as far as that life insurance, no matter what. So that's definitely something that that's a tool that I've been using recently, and it's definitely been working, because at the end of the day, I have no idea whether they're going to say no or yes to the life insurance, or whether they even care to hear it. But as long as I'm putting that bug in their ear, the next time they call in to pay a bill, or the next time they call in because they need to give me their odometer reading for their drive safe and save, they go, oh, well, this is the second time asking me. Oh, this is his third time asking me. Let me give him the time of day today. Let me at least see how much the life insurance will be if we got it started today. You know? So you definitely, you got to keep shooting. You have to keep shooting. You won't get anywhere without it, because you don't know. I don't know who's going to answer the phone and say, yes, they love it, start today, and who's not. So I definitely got to, you know, keep on asking. That's definitely one of the tools I've been using.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. It just reminds me of a story. There's a sales rep who works for Client Focus named Mark Baker. And Mark has like three older brothers. And so there was the Baker boys, and their dad used to love to take them fishing. And he lived out west. They'd be in these streams and they'd try to catch trout. And before they went fishing, there was a little bug that Mark told me, it's called a helgamite. And it's up under the rocks. And so the boys and the dad would get in, they'd start moving rocks around and put these little bugs, and they put the bugs on the hook. And when they were in the creek looking for the helgamites, the dad was always able to find more helgamites than the boys. And the boys finally said, Dad, how do you find more helgamites than we do? And he said, he said, you guys are trying to look under the big rocks. He said, I look under every single rock. Isn't that great?
And that's how it is.
Yeah. And so I love it. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So anyway, way to go. All right. My second question for you is, are there any specific tools that you use that helps you maintain your level of production?
Let me think. Give me one second. So one of the big tools I do use is, you know, Steve always says you should capitalize on that doubt and discomfort while you are, you know, selling a story, or, you know, story selling to a client, because at the end of the day, I can't sell you any life insurance, or I call them, cash building policies. I can't sell you one unless you understand how discomforting it will be for your family in the event that you don't have it. So in order to analyze that risk, I have to exploit the risk. And in order to exploit the risk, that doesn't always mean I have to have a nice conversation with the insured. So I noticed that a lot of times when I am on the calls with Steve on our, you know, spot checks every other Friday, it's always you want to have the nice conversation with the insured. You want to make them feel good. And you surely can make them feel good. But for them to feel really good, you know, you're going to have to put them in that situation where, as though, hey, if I don't have any life insurance when I leave, my family's going to have to struggle to put me in the ground, and everybody struggles on an everyday basis. So until they really understand that, it's definitely really harder, much harder to sell the policy to them. So you definitely want to make sure that when you are speaking with the insured, and I say that as a tip to anybody that's listening right now, there has to come a point where it's not always a nice conversation. You have to let them know how uncomfortable it is when a family member does die or a loved one dies, and you have to scrape and scrap to put them in the ground when you already have to deal with everyday life. You don't want to have leave anybody with that extra burden. So that's definitely one of the tools I've been using recently.
Excellent. I love it. And boy, doubt and discomfort is so powerful, and I totally agree. If it's just a nice conversation, they probably aren't going to do anything different.
So, yes, sir.
Way to go. All right. And you've kind of touched on this already, but I'm going to ask this question anyway. Are there any specific things that Marisol has done for you and your other team members that have helped you guys produce?
Okay. Yep. And I will definitely say Marisol has definitely done an amazing job as an agent, just to, you know, push everybody into the agency to just be better. And I will say that she makes sure that when we have our weekly team meetings, it's never just what were your numbers and that's it. It's what are your numbers and what have you learned? What have you done to be better than you were next week? Because at the end of the day, we are producing a lot as an agency, but, you know, it really matters about doing better than you did last time, because we can be producing a lot, but if you're stagnant, then it shows, and nobody ever wants to stay in the same spot. So she just makes sure that every week when we're in those team meetings, we're either taking 15, 20 minutes to just role play, try out a new word track, we let each other know what's working so that we can build off of one another. And let's say I hear one of my colleagues, you know, mess up a word check or say something that just doesn't sound right or wouldn't sit right with the customer, I'm going to let them know, and Marisol is going to back me on letting them know that, hey, next time you can add this into the word track or you can add that into the word track so that we can continue to produce as an agency. So I definitely really appreciate that.
Oh, that is really, really cool. I love that when she said, you know, what are the numbers? What have you learned? What have you done to be better? Oh, my gosh, what a beautiful question to be asking the team each week. Way to go. All right.
Thank you.
Last question is there anything else that I have not asked you that you'd like to share with our mastermind group?
I would just say a quote. Steve put up a quote about 2 weeks ago, and it really did stick with me. It said, "You've got what it takes, but it will take everything you've got." And I really stand by that. Because everybody, you know, you can sit and you can listen and you can learn and you can learn the word track and do it every day, back to back to back. But unless you're going to give it everything you've got when you're on the phone with the client, then it doesn't matter, because it's about the execution. So, you know, I know a lot of people have a lot of great ideas about what they want to do and how they want to do it. But unless it's executed, you won't ever see the production numbers increase.
Yeah.
So I would say with that risk advisor class, you know, we are taught everything. Steve makes sure we know everything. He'll give you word tracks, one-on-one help, whatever you need. But unless you are executing it and giving it everything you've got, you will never see your production increase. So I just want to say to everyone, make sure, you know, you give it your everything no matter what. No matter if it's a rainy day, sunny day, you don't want to be at work, you give it your everything, and I promise you that production will increase.
Wise words from an 18-year-old young man. Hey, Jamon, listen, man, it has been a pleasure to chat with you. It makes me smile when I hear a young guy like you who's picking this up so quickly and having so much success so far. So listen, it's been a pleasure, and I look forward to keeping tabs on you and hearing how you do.
Thank you, Mr. Bill. I appreciate it. And thank you for listening. It was a pleasure to be here, man.
All right. Hey, I look forward to talking again soon.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks now. Bye-bye.
No problem.
Bye.